Hello, I'm John McNamara, the information architect for IBM Messaging, and I'm here with messaging guru Mark Castle. Hello, Mark, how's it going?
Hi, John, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad. It's good to see you. So, Mark, we've got a brand new messaging service that's coming out pretty imminently. Could you give us a quick rundown on what it actually is?
Yeah, so hopefully you've heard of Bluemix. So Bluemix is IBM's cloud, and in there we're looking to have a messaging service for customers to use. So we're looking to base that on the WebSphereMQ product. So hopefully there'll be a product coming out later this year called ElasticMQ, subject to name change, and in that will be the ability to write applications sending messages based on WebSphereMQ. So should be a flexible, easy way to do messaging.
That sounds awesome. So, Mark, who's it for exactly? Who would be the people that would expect to get the most value out of this?
So there's two sorts of customers we're looking at. There's a product going out along with this called Message Lite, and in there's a new API. So that's encouraging customers to download and sort of create applications on their own, standalone on their own boxes, and then move those out to the cloud. So we're looking, all customers really, to move their messaging architecture onto the cloud, so they don't have to worry about standing up machines or anything like that. They basically log onto the cloud, choose what they want to run, where they want to run it, and upload their applications and go.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like the benefit of this is having effectively a full MQ infrastructure, but without worrying about having to lay down that infrastructure yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, there'll initially be limitations on the sort of like the initial product, but as we go along, certain functions will come in. But I mean, the whole aim is, the cloud is, you don't have the overhead of maintaining your own infrastructure, your own hardware. It's done for you, so you're just worrying about your applications, making sure you get those right. Whatever language you want to use, deploy them to the cloud using the services, and you get your business up and running as quickly as you can.
That sounds sweet. So there's an open beta at the moment, Mark. So how will people get involved in that?
So there's open beta. It started a couple of weeks ago. But if you just go to Google, really, and just enter Bluemix in there, click on it, bluemix.net, and sign up there. You can go and have a go, play on the services that are available. We're up there as well. Hopefully all the user guides will give you a quick start on getting going. Give it a go, and let us know. There's a forum there for feedback, any questions you've got. So, really interested to see how people get on, where there's any tweaks we can make. So, yeah.
Tip top, buddy. I'll put any links in the notes. Well, Mark, that's awesome. Really, thank you so much for having a chat. Speak soon, and thanks again, buddy.
Cheers, fella. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Take care, fella. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.